Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 943, visible, translated text is as follows, Exhibit A. Georgia, Doherty County, the State of Georgia. Indictment for murder, V. In Superior Court, Fulton County, Georgia. Leo M. Frank. Motion for new trial. Before me personally appeared R. L. Gremmer, who being duly sworn deposes and says that he makes this affidavit to be used on the motion for new trial in the above case. Further deposing, he says that he is a resident of Albany, Georgia, that he is acquainted with Mac Farkas, who works with Mr. Sam Farkas, who operates a livery stable and sale barn in Albany. Further deposing, he says that between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan and the trial of Leo M. Frank, the exact date this deponent cannot state. Deponent was standing in front of Mr. Sam Farkas's place of business on Broad Street in Albany, in the presence of Mac Farkas and others, including a party by the name of H. Hensley. Said Hensley is the same party whose picture appears on page 3 of the Atlanta Georgian issue of August 26th and on page 2 of the issue of the same paper of August 23rd as a juror in the Frank case. At said time and place, deponent heard the said Hensley express his conviction that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. His exact language was, "There can be no doubt that Frank is guilty. I know he is guilty," referring to the murder of Mary Fagan. Further deposing, he says, he stated to said Hensley, "It is queer that a man of Frank's standing could be guilty of such a crime." Hensley said, "Without a doubt he is guilty." Deponent said, "What do you mean by without a doubt?" Hensley said positively, "Without a doubt to my mind or to anyone else." R.L. Gruer, sworn to and subscribed before me, September 4th, 1913. L. Ford, Notary Public, Doherty County, Georgia. Exhibit B. Georgia, Doherty County, State of Georgia. Indictment for murder, .V. In Superior Court, Fulton County, Georgia. Leo M. Frank. Motion for new trial. Before me personally appeared Mac Farkas, who, being duly sworn, makes this affidavit to be used on the motion for a new trial in the above case. Deposing, he says that he is a resident of Albany, Georgia, and is connected with Sam Farkas, ESQ, who runs a livery stable and sale barn in Albany. Further deposing, he says that between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan and the trial of Leo Frank, he heard a party discussing the case in front of the place of business of the said Sam Farkas in Albany, Georgia, in the presence of this deponent and others, including one R.L. Gremmer, also a resident of Albany, Georgia, and party whom this deponent recollects as being named Hensley, and whose picture appears on page 2 of the Atlanta Georgian of August 23rd and on page 2 of the Atlanta Georgian of August 26th as being one of the 123.